Let's talk about the three E's. That's right, the three E's and how they can change your life. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women 40 Plus. That would be you, dear. I'm Becca Jacobson, and I have a snippet for you. Here in Snippet Land, I help you drop the wine and pick up conscious, healthy, happy living. I got a story for you today, which leads into something new that just came right into my head, and it's the three E's. That's right, the three E's. Never thought of this before, but it was all sparked by something that happened, an interaction I had with one of you. So let's tell the story first. Have you done the Sacred Mirror? So this is a story, something that happened during the Sacred Mirror. So let me first tell you what that is, just in case. The Sacred Mirror is very simple. You tap the link in my show notes or my website, BeccaJacobson.com, whatever, and you answer three simple questions, basically asking you, you know, what's the hardest part of your journey? What would it be like if that wasn't there? And that's really, those are the two main questions, just so you can share your story. I respond by turning on this microphone and sending you back a personal response. It is not advice. I don't come back and tell you what to do. It's a reflection. And why we do that, why I do that, is because we have very few people in our lives willing to reflect the truth back to us. Even our bestie isn't going to say, did you know that you have a habit of doing X, Y, Z? Very few people can be honest with us. And if they are, we get pissed. We don't really want to hear it. You know, so having someone in our lives who's removed from us enough, objective enough, they love us, they care about us, but they're objective enough to reflect the truth, that is so precious. And that, my dears, is the role of a coach. That's what we do. That's exactly our job. That's what we've been trained to do. So I approach you. I love you. I have all the compassion in the world for you, but I'm willing to reflect what I'm seeing. The honest truth, not what you want to hear. I'm not a cheerleader. I'm not here to go, you can do it. You can do it. You can say that to each other, and you do, and it's beautiful. Of course, I encourage you, but we need to hear the truth. So that's what the sacred reflection is for. So what happens? Well, women go in, they do it. I get to respond. I love it. I'm really enjoying these connections with you. But here's what happened today. You ready? Somebody sent me in a reflection for me to respond to, and they spent 1 minute and 3 seconds answering the questions because the form tells me how long they took. I mean, I don't time it. I'm not there, right? But the form, for some reason in the software, the form will tell you how long the person spent on the form. And so this person spent 1 minute and 3 seconds total to answer all. There are 5 questions. The first one is a drop down, how much sobriety. The last one is, do you have anything else you want to share? The heart of the thing is these 2 central questions where you actually type in your answer. It's not a multiple choice. So 1 minute and 3 seconds. And get this, this person gives me 1-word answers, 1 word, and then sends it over to me with the expectation of getting a nice, fat, juicy reflection. I'm going to turn on my microphone, speak for at least 5 minutes. By the way, most of my reflections, they average about 3.5 minutes. That means they're anywhere from 2 to 6 minutes long, depending on what you said and what I'm saying back to you. So I'm going to turn on my microphone an average amount of time of 3.5 minutes. Can you see the problem with this? So I actually haven't responded to that reflection yet. I'm going to. But here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say it here in the snippet, and then I'll send it over in a reflection. And this is where the three E's came from. For some reason, when I saw that, 1 minute and 3 seconds, 1-word answers, literally 1 word, you know, what's your biggest problem? The answer was 1 word. I'm not going to tell you what the word was just for privacy. Actually, I can tell the word. Why not? So the question is, what's the hardest part of your journey right now? And the response was trust. 1 word, trust. Does this mean they don't trust themselves? She doesn't trust others? what? I don't understand. I don't know. How do I respond? Second question, if that wasn't true, how would your life feel different? And that one word, difficult. Just one word, difficult. Well, I don't know what's difficult. First of all, does that mean life would be more difficult, less difficult? I don't know how to respond, right? So why am I telling you all this? What does it have to do with, and what are the three E's? Here are the three words that came to my mind when I saw this. Energy, effort, and enthusiasm. And that, my dears, is what I want to talk to you about. Listen, this woman has my deepest compassion. She really does. But here's what I want to say to her and to you. We get out of life what we put into it, right? We know this. Look, we're old enough to know this. And yet this type of showing up in the world is, what do you want? Do you want sobriety? I know this woman does. She's in my world. And as a matter of fact, I've never met her, but I've seen her name around. I know she's been in my world for a while. And I know she wants sobriety. But this is the effort, one word, and then expecting, let me get Becca to say something to me, but I'm not going to give Becca anything first. Do you see my point? Do you see the problem here? So no effort went into this. I understand. Okay, I can see you going, okay, calm down, gals, calm down. I get it. There's fear, but come on. If there's so much fear, don't even do it. If you're going to tap the link and decide, I want to get a reflection from Becca, at least answer the questions. But this isn't about this form. This is about life. We get out of life what we put into it. So how much effort are you putting in to your sobriety journey? Are you sitting back, scrolling around on social media, listening to free podcasts, picking up a little this and that, and just somehow magically expecting to get sober? Because that's not going to work. That's not how this works. You have to show up for yourself. I can't get you sober. Nobody can. And so all the effort can't come from one side, i.e. mine or any other coach or any other podcast or any other person who's written a book or whatever you're doing in a very passive way to straighten out your life. Sit up straight, take a deep breath, and put some effort into your own sobriety. And this is not just directed at this one woman, gals. So the first E is effort. Are you willing to put in what you want to get out of this journey? That's effort. Number two is energy. We've talked a lot about energy here. Energy is exchanged whenever there's an interaction between people. We are made of pure energy. And so the feeling, the energy that is put into this, and by that I don't mean the amount of enthusiasm that's coming up next. By energy, I don't mean that you're feeling tired or energetic. That's not the type of energy that I mean, right? Sometimes we're low on energy, we're tired. Okay, that's not what I mean. By energy, I mean your energetic field. You are a human and you are made of energy, right? Because everything's made of energy. And your energetic field is not confined to your body. It's outside of your body. People can feel it when you enter a room. Every thought we think creates waves in our energetic field that other people can feel. If we're thinking horrible, judgmental, sarcastic thoughts, that is going to affect our energy body. And so the energy we put out into the world affects our lives. And then the third E is enthusiasm. If we can't muster enthusiasm for our sobriety journey, for the rest of our lives, for whatever we're doing in life, then what are we going to get back? We're going to get back blah. I don't know what other word to use. We're going to get back blah. Enthusiasm is contagious. If we have enthusiasm, other people catch it. There is the energy again, right? If we're enthusiastic for our journey, or we're enthusiastic at work, or we're enthusiastic to go and spend time with people we love, or whatever we're doing, it's totally contagious and other people will catch it. And that builds an energetic field, and that's beautiful. And it all starts with that first E, effort. So this sacred mirror submission that I got actually made me very sad, because I know that this woman wants to change her life, but she's got no energy, no effort, and no enthusiasm. And the feeling I got on my side, she knows there's a human on the other side. This is not done by AI. It's not going through some automated thing where you put a thing and something is shipped back. This is me, Becca. I read it. I pick up my mic, I respond. It's all very manual. It's very me doing it one at a time, right? And I don't have an assistant doing it. I'm doing it. So you know there's a human on the other side and there's no effort. There's no like, okay, Becca's going to read this. What do I want to say to her to get her to give me a reflection? Let me give her something to go on. No, one word. One word answers, 1 minute and 3 seconds effort. Now, I know she's hearing this. She's going to hear it. And besides, I'm going to give her the reflection. In this is basically what I'm saying here, only much, much shorter. I'm basically going to ask her, really, what did you expect from me when you give me one word? But it's so much more than that. It's not about that submission. It's about our lives, our sobriety, as we move forward through this journey to breaking truly free. And by the way, that's what we're out for here. I have no interest in getting women where they can control themselves and not drink. I want you to not give a damn about drinking. I want you to not give a shit if you ever have a drink again. I want you to walk through the world, through any space, and not care and just think, why would I want to drink? Thanks. I'm way too happy. I have a beautiful life. I have energy, enthusiasm. I'm making the effort. Why on earth would I want to drink? That's ridiculous. It would be absurd. I'm not going to drink any more likely to drink as I am to grow little wings and fly to the moon. No, thanks. Don't want alcohol. That's where what I want for you. Not just women who are able to say, no, I don't drink, at least hopefully not today, that kind of thing. That's early sobriety stuff. So I recognize this is a Saturday. Haven't mentioned the fact that we are on Sanctuary Saturday. This message is for all of us. If you're in your first year of sobriety, though, I want to ask you, how much energy, effort, and enthusiasm have you been putting into your journey lately? We talked a couple weeks ago about the complacency creep. Is it all dull? Are you where I said, you know, I just finished saying, what I want you to do is not care about alcohol. Are you there yet? If not, then let's step up the energy, step up the effort, and step up the enthusiasm. If you're not feeling that yet, that should be the goal. I want to feel that my life is so beautiful, alcohol just has no place in it. And we're not going to get that by going through the world without any energy, effort, or enthusiasm, especially if we want others to show up for us. We are going to get exactly what we put out there. So gals, whether you're in that first year or even your first couple of weeks, or maybe you haven't started yet, but this really is for those of you in that first year, because if you've gotten stale, I hope this woke you up, because our sobriety journey and our lives, forget the sobriety journey then, our lives should not be stale and boring. We're going to end up drinking again if we're not enthusiastic about life and if we're not putting in the effort and if we're not emitting a beautiful energy of enthusiasm. There you go. You've been told. I know you can take it, though. That's my goal here, to just give you some truth. Sometimes they're hard truths, but there it is. So if you're feeling a lack of energy, effort, enthusiasm, I encourage you to step it up now. And the way to do that is go ahead, send me a sacred mirror, because you know I need more than one word answers. And you know I can hardly wait to respond to what you're going to share with me. If I scared you off, then you probably weren't meant to do it anyway. That's all I can say, dear. If you're that easily frightened, then maybe you're not meant to do it. So if you're lacking energy and enthusiasm in your sobriety journey, put a little effort in and do the sacred mirror. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.